Diva Coattails, A Lower Satellite Orbit, and Et2EU. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Viral Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and before we get into what's contagious this week, SiriusXM had its Q1 earnings call yesterday, which is always of interest in this household. The satellite service's orbit degraded a bit in Q1 as it shed almost 500,000 subscribers in the quarter, coming off a lukewarm reception to its recently relaunched app, while Pandora continued to lose subs and was down 67,000. The good news is that the ad business continued to grow, up 7% year over year. That sales org is still an absolute machine. They're killers. Unfortunately, that didn't help the stock price much, as this morning it was down 7.25% to an oof-worthy $2.97 per share. FKA Twigs and Warner Music Group head Robert Kinsel testified in front of a Senate subcommittee debating the so-called No Fakes Act, which is working its way through the legislative process. Not surprisingly, Kinsel came out in support of the act, which would attempt to control unauthorized deepfakes. The interesting part came from Twigs, who testified that she's already created a deepfake version of herself that might have some utility in places like social media as an authorized extension of her real self. Good move on her part for getting ahead of it. More detail at Digital Music News. So, what's up in the viral verse this week? In other governmental action, this time across the Atlantic, the knives may be out for TikTok there too. Et2EU? Politico reported that the European Union may be considering legislation to ban TikTok in the wake of the US legislation that passed last week. Usually the EU is out ahead of the USA when it comes to matters of tech and privacy regulation, and they did ban the app from official phones before anybody else did. But the EU president suggested a ban was a possibility in a campaign debate last night. On the viral charts, on the Billboard TikTok 50, Alec Olson's Someday I'll Get It is finally out of the number one spot, falling all the way down to number 10. Maybe the supply of dead pet tribute videos isn't unlimited after all. We can all thank the much higher energy Lay Banks, Tell Your Girlfriend, for seizing the number one spot. Charlie Puth's Light Switch entered the chart at number 6, full credit to Taylor Swift for single-handedly inserting Charlie into the conversation. And speaking of Taylor, let's do a little post-analysis on her TikTok chart performance. It's notable that with all of the chart records she broke last week, the TikTok 50 was not one of the charts where she blew off the roof. Her top entry is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart at number 25. Fortnite enters at number 50. I'd love to see some analysis on whether this constitutes a good outcome for her, given all the controversy around putting her music back on TikTok over the objections of Universal Music Group. Was it all worth it? The platform behaves in funny ways. Finally, on that chart, this week's viral for the olds is Tina Marie's 1988 hit, Ooh La La La, which debuts at number 44. Over on the Spotify Viral 50, while Charlie Puth rode Taylor's coattails, Shaboozy rode Beyonce's even higher. He timed his release of his single Tipsy pretty well, coming off two guest shots on Cowboy Carter, with Tipsy debuting on the Spotify Viral 50 at number 2, right behind Jaxamy's Pedro, which sticks at number 1 for the second week straight. Perhaps more impressively, Shaboozy knocked Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em from her perch atop the Billboard Hot Country chart this week to make them the first two black artists to hold the top spot back-to-back. By the way, has anybody else noticed that Beyoncé and Taylor Swift have effectively swapped places, with the former now dominating the country charts and the latter dominating pop? I imagine they planned the whole thing, probably at Davos or on a private island somewhere while we were distracted by the pandemic. There has to be some explanation. Solar flares? Vaccines? Contrails? Fluoridation? Anyway, congrats to Shaboozy. The other big debut on the Viral 50 is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, which is being touted as an early candidate for the Song of the Summer. It's a breezy little track with a couple of well-placed curse words, yet another example of a former Disney artist signaling that they're all growed up now and riding that to the top of the charts. It's almost a formula at this point. Someone should write a dissertation. Before we wrap for today on the feel-good jobs front, congrats to old friend Kelly Duronsolet, late of Discord, who's landed as business dev lead at Supervan platform We Are Giant. Congrats, Kelly. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by Roy-Fi, which helps independent artists invest in their careers and hold on to their master and publishing rights. If you want to get Unlimited Supply every day, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.